This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump today delivered his first commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York, where 1,100 U.S. Army cadets graduated. In his remarks, Mr. Trump talked about the rich diversity in the class of 2020, but he also emphasized a theme of unity, perhaps ironic at a time when many past defense establishment leaders have harshly criticized him as someone who promotes divisions. Case in point, former Trump Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who wrote that the president has made no effort to unite the country. Mr. Trump has also gotten pushback from the current Pentagon chief, Mark Esper, who said he did not support the idea of using U.S. troops to deal with racial justice protesters, something Mr. Trump has threatened to do. Another cloud at West Point, this week's admission from Military Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley, that he had made a mistake by appearing in a photo op with President Trump holding a Bible in front of a church. That was a short time after the street had been cleared of demonstrators who were peaceful. Milley said he had violated the principle of keeping the military out of politics. The president says after talking to African-American friends, he has moved the date of a political rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, from June 19th to the 20th, out of respect for a date that celebrates the end of slavery in the United States. Mr. Trump had faced heavy criticism, both for the timing and location of his rally. Tulsa was the scene of white mob killings that cost scores of American black lives during 2 days of violence in 1921. Some historians put the death toll in Tulsa as high as 300. President Trump's decision to do the West Point address today in person countered a New York outdoor graduation crowd limit of 150 people because of the pandemic. Cadets prepared for the day with 2 weeks in quarantine. Parents and friends were barred from the ceremony. The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un today threatened military action against South Korea as she verbally attacked Seoul over the worsening of bilateral relations. Kim Jo-young described the South as an enemy and said what she